2006 was a year of hope for Nepal, but Barry Lowenkron, the US Assistant Secretary of State for Democracy, Human Rights and Labour, says the peace process is being undermined by the action of some of the former Maoist rebels. Lowenkron, who spent the past 4 days in Kathmandu assessing the political and human rights situation, was especially critical of actions by the Young Communist League, or YCL. The YCL is led by former Maoist fighters and has attacked several government offices in the countryside since the Maoist leadership signed a peace agreement and entered the government. Last week, YCL members threw stones at a United Nations vehicle carrying the US ambassador to Nepal. Lowenkron said Saturday that there is no room for violence in a democracy.
To me, their actions indicate they have yet to make the strategic decision to abandon violence, to abandon coercion, to abandon intimidation, and to seek their success in a political arena that is peaceful.
Lowenkron congratulated Nepal's Prime Minister, G.P. Koirala, for his leadership in securing an approximate date for constituent assembly elections. The elections are now scheduled sometime in late November or early December, and the winners will write a new constitution and decide on the fate of Nepal's monarchy. But Lowenkron warned that there was still much work yet to be done before Nepal's transition from a decade-long civil war that killed 13,000 people to a peaceful and inclusive democracy is complete.
The message of my government is clear. One cannot have ballots and bullets in a democratic process.
Lowenkron also called for full investigations into the 937 people who disappeared during Nepal's conflict and remain unaccounted for. Liam Cochrane for VOA News, Kathmandu.